You're listening to the Everything Swallow podcast with Sean and Shayna Swallow.
Put on your house robe.
That's right, it's the swallows.
And your fluffy shoes.
'Cause the swallows are here, yeah they are. Make yourself comfortable. The swallows are here.
You like that? You're so funny.
The swallows are here.
I love it.
You're pretty cute.
I love that intro.
You're fun.
Oh yeah, I am fun. But you know why I'm so fun is because I have a super fun wife.
Oh, thank you.
That's
you know
what?
I am super fun.
You are. If a single guy is over fun, if he's super fun, then he's weird.
Oh.
Yeah, but as a married guy, I just be so super fun because I have a super fun wife.
Ah, yes you do. And we do a lot of fun stuff.
We should do
some fun stuff today.
What do you want to do?
I don't know, but maybe this weekend. Oh, we're busy this weekend.
Well, today's Wednesday, and it's really literally the only day this week we have nothing going on.
I know. We should go to the Breckenridge sculptures.
Let's go. Let's get in the car. It's 11 o'clock. We could be out there by 12:30.
No, we got to do this.
Well, after we leave here, we get out of here at 12.
Yeah.
That's too late.
Yeah.
We go to bed at 4.
We need to go to bed early tonight,
yes,
man.
Yes, we do. We've been staying up late.
Burning the candle at both ends.
Which candle?
The white ones.
Yeah, the white ones.
They don't burn when they touch your skin.
Is that true?
Yeah. The other candles burn hotter, especially like a red or black, really dark color.
Why?
Because of the coloring in the candle.
How do you know that?
How do I know
I guess because you know everything, Sean. Why would you question the all-knowing Shayna?
I'm like Oz.
You are like Oz. Yes, you are. You're very Oz-like. Well, it is hump day.
Hump day.
Hump day. And it's kind of the lull in our week.
Is it? Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah. I know, because now it's like we're getting super crazy busy now that mother is gone.
Oh, it is amazing with her out of the house how much busier we've gotten.
Yeah, well,
Can just do more stuff.
Yeah. You could do more stuff.
Do more of our own stuff.
Right. The stuff we like to do. Everybody has messaged me and is
about
like,
what?
Are you guys naked? Are you guys naked?
Really?
Yep.
That's so weird.
Even Jen last night.
I mean, we are.
Yeah. But. Jen last night was like, I want to come over next week, but I know mom just left and you guys need your naked time. That's so funny. Weird. Cracks me up.
What Jen?
Emerson.
Oh, whatever.
Jenny.
I think it's odd. I find it odd myself.
I need to get Jenny on the show.
I know. When is she coming?
Hopefully next week.
Well, she's worried we're going to be naked.
She doesn't care. She doesn't care. She just doesn't want to impede our time, which is nice of her.
It's our thing.
It is. It's always been our thing.
We just enjoy each other's bodies.
Yeah, everyone
And I
should.
Don't like wearing clothes. I just do not like wearing clothes. I'm against it.
It's pretty nice, right, to just come in and drop your drawers.
Just drop them right where
you
stand.
Even if you're just in your tidy whities.
Uh-huh. It's nice to not be all constricted.
Yeah.
Sure. You got to run the heat a little more in the winter.
Well, yeah.
But summertime, like, we have no air conditioning in this house.
No.
So come June, I'm nude.
Yeah, you're usually topless
October.
From, like, May until October.
Yeah.
Sometimes November, depending on the weather.
All right, it's going to be crazy when this year.
Is it?
Like 40-some days already. We haven't had any snow or any kind
of
measurable precipitation.
Yeah.
I learned that from a coworker.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, what do you think about that? What do you think about those people you're working with?
They're people. We're all just people working at a job.
Yeah, because you're on 31.
Yeah.
And so you're doing the morning, so you're with the morning crew.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty fun.
Yeah, great group of folks. So far, so good. I mean, everyone I've met there has been super nice, and they seem to enjoy what they're doing, and they take it serious, but yet they have fun.
What do you think about the weatherman?
I like him. He's my favorite.
Yeah, he seems funny. Like, I don't know him, you know what I mean? I
not just, that I'm picking favorites, if you're listening. I don't know, because I know a couple of people are listening. Well, why wouldn't they? The podcast is great.
Right. We're fantastic.
We're so great. But they all seem to be really great. I could see, you know, I could see being buddies kind of with goofy. All of them. Yeah, but they are, too.
Yeah.
All of them are.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're all goofy. They all, you know, dance around the studio and have a good time.
Yeah.
And enjoy what they do.
Yeah, that's fun.
It's fun. It is very fun.
It seems fun.
It makes it fun for me because that's the kind of person I am.
Right.
I like to laugh around and joke and goof. And so it's fun to be around people who also like to do that.
You're very talented. You're a very, very talented person. I've done a lot of things with you so far in our journey of fun together.
20 years of fun.
And you're
married 20 years, woman.
I know.
You're nuts for me married to a guy like me for 20 years. What you're thinking.
Good. I'm glad you said it first. I'm just kidding.
I yoke because you love.
I love you so much, and I think you're fantastic. And it's exciting for me now to watch the news in the morning.
Because I'm there. You just know that I'm like
I saw
there.
You on TV the other day.
Well, I was watching, there's a guy that's leaving today. It's his last day. And I was watching him when they do that one camera shot where it's kind of wide.
Yeah.
He like pops his head in and turns around and looks. So he gets just his little head in on the TV.
Oh.
I'm going to try it.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll tell you.
You just got, you won't have any idea. When it, you just can't, got to stay peeled.
To
the morning.
Exactly.
But I think that shot they do later in the day, like maybe 8 o'clock.
I don't know.
I think so. That's what I'm telling you.
Oh. Okay. So mark it down. 8 o'clock.
You could see my head pop in.
At 8 o'clock.
At the bottom left side of your screen. In the corner.
I saw your whole body and your face. Everything was
I didn't
great.
Even know that happened.
Yeah. That's fun.
Oh.
It's just fun. It's fun that we're doing new things and, you know, new exciting stuff.
Well, you got to grow. You've got to continue to learn.
This is the first step before I get my own TV show.
Yeah, well, I got to know how to run a camera.
Absolutely.
You're going to have your TV show.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I did radio for 10 years, and I'm still doing radio.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's always good to learn more things. Woo, in new mediums and in new jobs.
Absolutely.
So
ask me. I've done so many things.
Change is painful.
Yeah.
And it can be also it can be
A good pain though.
Relieving. Mm-hmm. Yeah. In I can't think of the word that I'm looking for right now, but it's a good thing as well.
Sometimes you gotta do things scared.
But yeah.
You know. Yeah.
It can be freeing. Change can be freeing.
I was thinking this morning.
What?
What am I going to do?
That's what I was going to say. What are you going to learn now?
I'm a topper.
Yeah, you are. You are a topper.
So I was thinking, I don't know. I got to make something big this year.
What are you going to do?
I have no idea.
You're going to do some fashion shows.
I am.
So that's a thing.
So I was thinking about that and like, what am I going to put up? What's my line going to be this year? Right?
I don't know.
I should take a video of my room upstairs.
Yeah.
Show all the wonderful creations.
Your costume store? You should take a video of your costume store upstairs, and then people could buy some stuff.
Yeah. Oh, it's all for sale.
Everything's for sale, but they don't know. They can't see it.
Yeah. And you can come try it on.
It's trapped. No, you can't.
Why?
Well, you get appointment only.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
appointment only.
Absolutely.
Don't just come over the house.
Absolutely.
Unless you got a pocket full
of
money.
Listen, it's really sexy. A lot of it's risque.
You do make very sexy clothing.
I do.
You can't help yourself.
You know why? Because we should be sexy people.
We are sexy. God made us sexy.
Yeah, and we should be sexy.
All of us. Everything about us.
We should empower in it. We should have it. We should be it. Exude it.
Yeah, right?
Exude.
Yeah. Living it.
Absolutely.
Good morning, classy little cupcake, and everyone else who is here in the room with us as of right now. Happy hump day.
Hump day.
We're just chilling out today, and I saw some things on the news this morning, and you saw some things and some stuff you want to talk about. So we're just going to kind of
chit-chat
about some stuff.
Shoot the
stuff. So if you want to chime in, please do text us, or you know what the heck, why not call in if you like.
We had the best day yesterday.
Yep.
Our good friends, Steve and Trina, were on the show. They had just gone through a really trying year and time of Steve's brain surgery. How crazy is that? One day you're just... have a twitch and the next day you're having a brain surgery.
All right, so here's my thing is I get surgeries because I've had a bunch of surgeries below the waist, and by below the waist I mean on my legs and my ankles and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And so my knees, and I get that. Those are just bones. They're just the ones, they're just bones. But think about them cutting open your skull.
Yeah.
And then separating and I was your
right.
brain.
I just want to say that again. I was right.
You were right. They
because I
it.
Told you that they're going to drill holes in his skull and then take their little jigsaw and cut out the window.
I asked about a window.
And then they glued it back together with some paste they made from the bone.
He called it bone cement.
That they cut out.
Yeah, bone cement. Yeah. That's just what Marlon said they did. He confirmed all of what you said.
Yeah.
Well, because he's done it, or at least he talked like
he has. I know, Marlon wants me to go work with him. Should I go be a surgical assistant?
You could. I think you're good enough, and you're creepy. I'm good at everything. You like all that blood and stuff, so I think you'd be good at it.
It's not creepy.
I think, well, so
how
for
do
me,
you
like
think
you
we have
like,
gotten this far in medical
will,
science.
You will watch. What's up, Mr. Jaggy? You will watch surgeries and those kinds of things. Ooh, Mrs. Pimple Popper or stuff like that. You know what I mean? And I just can't. I can't even look towards the screen. So for you to go and become a surgical assistant where you could actually be assisting and opening up actual
people?
Human bodies doesn't surprise me at all that
be
you would
so
do
great,
and
right?
I think that you would be great at it. You'd be a good dermatologist. Yeah, thank you, mister. You know what I mean? So you do it. If you do, you can go be a doctor.
I
will pay for you to go to school.
I know.
You know what I mean? I will support you all the way through, Dr. Shayna, because you are already a doctor.
I play one.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, so for some reason, you seem to gravitate to playing the proctologist the most.
That's my favorite.
Classy said she's seen an eye surgery.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, I saw
a vasectomy.
Vasectomy reversal.
Yeah, totally. I got a vasectomy reversal, and they invited Shayna to watch.
And I did.
And she did watch. She
I almost even got to look through the microscopes.
And while she was watching, I had to tell her, stop looking at me if you're going to make that face. Because she was making that, oh my God, look
my
at your,
God.
Your testicles.
I didn't know. I didn't know.
Well, what did you think?
I would not have done it had I known that it had, had to happen.
I'm not going to get it reversed or redone. Revasectomied.
Oh, you don't need to.
Yeah.
You didn't have
We're just playing with fate now.
You didn't have any sperm. No, it's Russian roulette.
That's right. It is
every
Russian
every single
roulette.
Time.
We are in the great state of Colorado, speaking to you from the Spotted Carpet Studios.
Yeah, that's right.
Here on Everything Swallow Podcast. I am Sean Swallow with my lovely wife, Shayna.
That's me.
We don't ever introduce ourselves, like our names.
I know.
You ever notice that?
Yeah.
I never go, hey, I'm Sean here, because I was listening to other podcasts, and they say their name.
Oh, wow. Like, hey, I just assume everybody knows who I am.
I'm Steve Smith, and I'm your host. You know, stuff like that.
There is no other Shayna Swallow.
No, you're the only one. Mm-hmm. There is one other Sean Swallow, but he lives in England, and he has a landscaping company. And gosh, he does some beautiful stuff.
Yeah, he does.
He does those amazing
gardens. Like, yeah, like the English gardens with the topiaries and the hedges and the beautiful. Oh, we should talk to him.
Well, I thought the same. There's two Sean Swallows I know of. There's that guy in England that has the website.
And then there's
Sean Swallow in Australia. I should totally hit that guy up. And we should talk to that guy.
Oh, yeah, because his state
he could
was
be
burning
on fire.
Down. Yeah.
Oh, I hope all his stuff
I
is
hope
good.
He's okay.
Well,
teabag.
I would be good to talk to him because of what was going on over there. I'm going to reach out to him.
I threw my teabag on the counter.
I know. You threw me off when you said teabag. Just my whole mind went blank. I just saw this image of a
teabag. Yeah. I love it. I love the word. It's been ruined. Mm-hmm. Teabag has been ruined by teabags.
Yeah, someone asked me at work yesterday, you drink coffee? And I was like, oh, yeah, I do. But right now I'm on the green tea. I said, it switches around, but I'm on the green tea. And he goes, you're a teabagger.
He doesn't
and
know
I thought,
how true that is.
Uh-huh.
I love your teabag. You get it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it'll imprint on my glasses on the left.
What's up,
glass.
Alligator?
Yeah, that's good.
All right, now listen. I know that there are people having issues where they're getting kicked out of the live rooms.
I wonder why.
I don't know, because I listen to a lot of podcasts.
And you don't get kicked out?
And I never got kicked out. So I don't know if it's us, if it's our internet is running full. I'm running on Chrome like they say we're supposed to do. Maybe I need to update the app on the computer. I don't know.
I don't know. I think it's the Podbean.
You think it just kicks people out? Because I hear it, you know? We were listening to that Angry Guys podcast, and he was just like, F you.
God, all he did was F-bombs.
He was so angry.
So angry.
So angry. But listen, on that note.
Some people like anger.
There are a lot of good podcasts on Podbean
that
I listen to. And I just want to plug one today because they did so great. They were so awesome. They plugged us like crazy today and a couple, maybe like last week, they talked about us. And the name of that podcast is Dreadnought 928.
Dreadnought.
Yep, I know. We've talked about Code 3 Paranormal, and those are our friends. But these are people, I have no idea who they are. They're on in the morning, and they do a positive, uplifting kind of show. It sounds like it's a guy and his dad that he refers to as old man. And they're not overly political, overly churchy, overly biased, you know. They just kind of cover stuff in a light, hearty way. And their message is...
what the dreadnought means.
Let people merge when you see a blinker and wash your hands.
Wash your hands.
I think those are their two...
Perel does not kill the coronavirus.
It doesn't?
I don't think so.
Well, it says it'll kill E. coli.
Doesn't have any proof.
Oh, anyways. Listen to Dreadnought 928. I listen to them when I get off of work. So I'm usually out of work a little after 9 a.m., and that's when I pop on to my Podbean app, and I see them on there live. And you can interact with them. They read every comment, and they're very cool. They seem to be very cool. I've been listening to them for a little while. I'm going to continue to listen to them, and you should do the same.
Oh.
So follow. There's a lot of great podcasts. If you're into politics, I will plug one of my friend's podcasts just because he is my friend, and his name is Andy Hoosier, and it is The Voice of Reason.
What does he talk about? Isn't he a political guy?
He is. It's all like politics.
Ugh.
It's a political show.
Good for him.
Yeah, good for him. I mean, that's what he's done. Him and I went to school together, and that's
always
what he when the first day of school. Hi, how are you? I'm going to be a political guy.
I remember him.
Yep. Some guys would say I'm a sports guy.
He would say he was the next Rush Limbaugh.
Exactly.
And yeah, I remember him.
He's 29 or 30 years old, something
that's
like
crazy,
that. So
right?
He's 31,
I'm telling
I think.
You, you're he's bred on his way. For that.
You have to be.
You are, because
Why
would you ever want all of that useless knowledge?
I could never I think I'm going to become a political advisor and just, do a radio show on politics.
Inundated.
I just couldn't.
Yeah.
I just couldn't do it. Plus, I'm too slap happy and ass slappy. You know what I mean? I couldn't do it straight.
Yeah.
I couldn't keep my own biases.
Right.
Well, now guys Rush.
He's picked
and
his
those
side
guys,
and he stands and
you pick
that
side.
Is the opinion
and I'm
he
not,
gives.
I don't want to put words in his mouth and say that he's right or left.
But, I have no idea what he's about, but I'm just speaking in the generalities. Yes, of the
he's a man after the truth when it comes to the political realm.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of responsibility.
Like just for me, because I'm a very much energy person.
Mm-hmm.
Like talking about it is like, ugh.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Well, it can definitely affect your emotion.
Yeah.
Political conversation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's so unnecessarily divisive.
But I did have some pretty good conversation with the guy at the table at the fashion show the other night.
Yeah.
He was 21 and he came from South Africa.
Did he visit from there? From a visit?
He lives. He was born and raised there.
Oh, okay.
And he has just moved here like maybe 2 years ago.
Wow. How different must that be?
Oh, my God. He's like, I have to do everything in my power to stay here.
Yeah.
I can't go back there. And
does
he
have to?
I don't know.
I don't know how that works.
I don't know if he's here
move.
On a work visa. I don't know if he's moved here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't know how that works when
either.
You come here from there. But, he was telling us and the other ladies at the table that we were with, man, we in America complain so much about how horrible it is, and when, golly, people, we have it so good.
We do.
We have it so good.
We are very lucky in this country.
Absolutely. I mean, he said there too, like social media, internet stuff, all censored.
That's what I was going to say. Even the freedom to do this podcast daily. We try to do this podcast every single day. You can't do that in every country.
No. He was telling me in one country, he couldn't remember if it was Japan or China or like Korea, somewhere over there. But when you're on social media and if you like even put up 89, spell out 89, like they shut your account down. They come to your house. There's like certain words you're not even allowed to put out there.
Hmm.
That's incredible.
Wow.
That's incredible that people are living that way. Like when we talked to the man over, where was he at?
He was in Iran.
He was in, not Sweden, Poland.
Okay, the guy in Polish.
Yeah, him, the one in Poland. And he said that their social media
that was the guy in Iran.
Was it Iran?
Yeah, that was
In Iran. It's censored.
Yeah, censored.
So that means they're censoring what you're doing. That means they're censoring what's coming in.
What you can see.
And we complain.
Totally.
Here, over here,
complain. We are lucky.
We're so lucky and so spoiled. Mm-hmm. We should all really just be very thankful and very grateful.
No. We're complainers. I want more, Daddy. And I want it now.
I want a bean party. That's funny.
Hey, classy little cupcake, are you listening on an iPhone? I'm wondering if iPhone's weird.
Maybe, because we're not on Apple.
Yeah.
Yes. Might be your iPhone.
Interesting. You should get rid of that evil iPhone.
Those people.
Get you a nice, safe, heavenly droid.
So much money. So much money they're making iPhone.
Apple?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're raking it in.
Yeah.
They might as well be printing it. That's what my dad would say back in the old day.
They're just making more and more money, more and more money.
Speaking of outdated sayings, to go on a complete tangent, when we were at that funeral, that pastor guy or priest guy, whatever he was that was giving the speaking, he gave two of the most outdated turn of the century, Great Depression references I've ever heard in my life. The one he said, the second one, I had heard but had forgotten it even existed. It's so old. And I'm not that old. So he said,
tell me what they are.
Two in the hand. Two birds in the hand is better than one in the bush.
Right.
Okay. Which
one in the hand is better than two in the bush.
A bird in the hand is better than two in the bush. Right. Right. See, it's so old I can't even remember. But basically, if you said that to someone under the age of 30,
they would have no idea.
Clue. Their brains might be able to figure out, okay, one in my hand is better
than
two in
the bush. Our kids would know, but that's because...
Well, I raised them different. Yeah. I've raised them saying old stuff. You know what I mean? And so they would get the one in the hand is better than two in the bush.
Right.
You know, let's try. How would you millennialize that?
How? Tell me.
1 gig of data is better than having 2 gigs of data next month.
That almost sounded like, I'm glad you pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
Are you on an iPhone swinging? And I have an iPhone. Oh. Son of a... Okay, now I'm seeing a correlation.
Yeah, maybe it's iPhone thing.
Maybe it's an iPhone thing. They're listening through the app. Maybe update the app.
I don't know.
iPhone wouldn't know. They wouldn't know.
Oh, hers is on a work connection.
But
they don't want you having fun at work.
They wouldn't know that I refuse to pay them to store our podcast. So I refuse to be on their podcast stream out of principle.
Right.
Because then they're going to put ads on my podcast and make money on it and charge me to store it.
And not give us
so
any
that's why
that
I'm
money.
Not on iTunes. We're not there. Do you think they know that?
And they so know
they're,
everything.
They're keeping their people out?
They know.
Mine is a work connection too. Okay.
Maybe it's your job.
Maybe your job.
Because they know that it's like a media app.
Or explicit.
Yeah.
Could be. Yeah. Could be flagged as
we haven't even
explicit content.
Well, not bad.
Well, we do the best we can. But I was listening to a podcast today, and I do want our podcast to be family friendly so that it doesn't have to be all fuck, fuck, fuck.
Well, there it goes right out the window. You just threw it right out the window.
Allie might be, this could not, you can't say this is true, but I'm going to read it. Apple makes disposable electronics to get trick people into upgrading.
That's what they did your mom.
That's totally what they did to my mom.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, didn't it come out that they did do something to their batteries?
Yeah, they like sent out a code and it made all the batteries start dying soon. Because then they went, someone we knew went to the Apple store and they were like, well, let me do this. And then it set it back.
It worked, yeah. So I'll be honest with you. When we first got our cell phones, I wanted an iPhone real bad. I did. But I couldn't afford it. iPhones are, you know,
I'm
just too poor.
I'm going to be honest with you. I love Apple products.
I agree.
Not the phone. I don't really care for the phone per se. I like the computers, but I'm a designer and they have all kinds of programs that you can draw and you can color.
You can do it. They're very great for art, media, and audio. Great audio.
And audio, yeah. And the video maker that they have.
I mean,
yeah, Video Pro, I think, is what it is. Yeah, I love all of that. But I'm not such a fan of their phone. I really like my Android.
It's iMovie and something.
I don't know, but I like those. And I like that they teach you. You can go
if you
and
purchase
you,
one of their products,
computer,
they will give
you.
Yeah.
We have to buy the classes. It's not for
free.
Well,
yeah, they don't give nothing for
but
free.
It,
obviously,
it helps.
You could listen to this on iTunes. Not paying them.
We've paid them so much money. Not paying them. But, anyways, we love you still.
I am sorry that you keep getting kicked off, but don't give up.
No.
Keep coming back.
Bring your headphones to work, plug it into your computer, and listen right off the computer.
Oh, great idea. You can do that.
Yeah.
You absolutely. Sure can.
You can do anything you want.
You can?
Yeah.
Whoa.
You're a human being.
You just gave my old permission.
Yeah, you can do whatever
Shayna
you want.
Shayna said it was fine.
You're all grown up.
All grown up.
You can do it.
Sassafras. You can do whatever you want. Whatever happened? We stopped playing those.
I don't know. You're the player of all the things.
Want me to play one?
No.
I can right now. I can play everything. That's the one thing I've really learned by switching jobs is it doesn't take me long at all to learn anything. But I haven't learned anything new in a long time.
Yeah, you were just stuck there.
Doing the same job.
Yeah. Manhandling the monkeys.
Yeah, exactly.
Manhandling. Managing. You wanted to manhandle them.
I did.
You know what's great is when you see people from where you came from and they look horrible and look miserable.
Well, you hate to see people unhappy, but it does give you a small sense of satisfaction. Oh, no, me either.
Yeah, you're like, that's right. It's poison. You now are being slowly leaked the poison.
Yeah, right. I quit taking the poison. Now it's all yours.
Mm-hmm. You thought it was so great.
Yeah.
You didn't know it burned so bad.
You didn't know. Look, I got it.
What do you got?
Hey, it's the Everything Swallow podcast. Well, goddamn, it's the only favorite thing. Well, shit.
Sassafras.
You're listening to the Everything Paulo Coscast.
Yes, that's it. Man, we haven't done that in a long time.
We don't play those anymore.
We need
we
to.
We should. We should have some drinks. No effects, no processing. That is raw right out of your microphone.
Sassafras. You know what? You make me laugh so hard. We laugh so hard together.
Oh, well, there goes the non-explicit podcast. I tried.
Let's see, where's the first 20 minutes? We're okay.
We made it about 20 minutes. I tried, bro.
It's not our fault.
I tried. I heard what you said, and I tried.
Seth, a friend.
Oh, man. One more time. Let's hear it. One more time. Hey, it's the Everything Swallow podcast. Well, goddamn, it's the only favorite thing. Well, shit.
Sassafras.
Sassafras. You're listening to the Everything Paulo Coscast.
Yes, that's it.
I need to start using those again.
That's funny.
That is funny. All right, you know what else I wanted to talk about? Was that genius in Tennessee.
Is this a kid?
Yeah.
Oh, my
okay,
God.
Okay, now, you've got yourself a
Lord
possession of marijuana.
Charge.
Ticket. It's not a charge.
And,
it's a ticket. Pay the stupid ticket, and you go home.
Home.
No. This guy reaches in his pocket and whips out a joint.
Now, like, I get, like, his protest, right? Like, what he's trying to say. It is literally legal in half of the United States.
Well,
it's right?
funny you brought that up, because I have a map right here for us to look at.
So, I get, like, the heart behind it, right? But the ignorance is so great that it just really makes everyone look bad.
Yeah.
Every pot smoker.
It doesn't help the cause.
No.
For sure.
It makes it worse because it proves their point.
Well, it makes dumb stoners kind of look like dumb stoners,
right.
Which that's not the case.
And those dumb stoners like that are the minority.
And that's really the
of
truth.
The stoner community.
And we can say that because we live in the first state that legalized marijuana, Colorado. And so we have seen it. I've seen it. We go to dispensaries.
I wanted
you know
to
what I mean?
Say
and you,
something.
You see
We
suits.
Have a 24-year-old son.
Yeah.
Who looks like a mountain man. He's just long hair, beard, snowboarder dude. His buddy looks the exact same. These two have enough common sense to not smoke in the car.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, they're just like, they appreciate that they have the ability to do it.
Right.
They live in the state that they can do it.
Right.
But they respect it enough to abide by the laws that are set.
Right. But they also know that they look like, on a first appearance, as they could be a couple
right.
of burnouts.
Right.
Because of their beards and their hair.
Mm-hmm.
But for them, their excuse is it's insulation.
For
when
snowboarding.
Up on the mountains,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Because summertime, they don't have those beards.
No.
You know what I mean? They grow them out in
for
fall.
For the winter.
They have them in winter, and bam, they're gone come spring.
Yeah.
Now, you can't tell a cop that, and a cop can't see that when he looks over the car, and there's all that hair in the
right.
car.
Now, I mean, they were, like, I'm just talking about this because he was stopped on the way coming down the mountain
right.
last weekend because his front license plate was going to fall off.
Right.
And so the cop stopped him. And I first thing I asked him, were you guys smoking weed in the car? And the first thing he said to me, are you kidding me, Mom?
Yeah.
Like, he was so offended.
That you could even ask.
Well, and I don't know. And I was so proud of him because that's what he said. Mom, look at me. Look at how I look. Why would I give
right.
them another reason?
Right.
And it was
just
like,
asking
right.
for trouble.
And this kid in the courtroom looked very similar.
Very similar.
Long hair.
Long hair.
I mean, he's way younger, but
right.
He's just
20 years old.
Went the way wrong. And like hurt himself. Did not
big
help
time.
The cause
yep.
and did not help himself.
Yeah.
But he is now socially famous.
Well,
on
you know,
the medias.
Who knows? And maybe a dispensary in Colorado or somebody will reach out to him and bring him out here.
Whatever.
Something like that. It could happen.
That would be so horrible.
It could totally happen. You know what I mean? I understand your tenacity. You know what I mean? And I could see
your
possibility
love.
Someone in that industry rewarding him for his
I hope not.
Activities.
I hope not.
But, you know, he went from a very simple possession ticket to now he's in a jail cell with $3,000 bond.
With
that ticket, it was probably $150.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Tops.
And if you watch the video, it's so great. I'm trying to pull it out of his pocket.
Oh, yeah. He's
like,
so scared.
He's so scared. And now it makes you even think, was it a dare? Was he, you know what I mean? Mm. Was there more to it being set up for the whole
great
thing?
Point. Great
you
point.
Know what I mean? And
great point.
Ridiculous.
His buddies egg him on. Dude! Well, and you know, he planned it because he did not bring a lighter.
Did he use matches?
He used matches.
Which
means he went through the metal detector.
Yeah.
He knew.
Yeah.
I mean.
Where do you think he had that joint? Tucked up in his little bunghole?
No, you nerd. You see him reach into this?
I know, but you could go to the bathroom as soon as you get there. Take out the little cellophane package.
I was going to say, would you smoke a joint out of your own butt?
No, you wrap it, nerd.
I don't.
How are you going to get it in there? You got to lube it up.
I didn't think of that. No, you just tuck it in the cheek.
Maybe.
If you're going to do it, you know, your
in
cheeks
in between your hairy
yeah.
butt cheeks?
Yeah, just right in the top like it's a big ear.
Isn't that like in 50 First Dates?
Yeah.
Rob Schneider had his tucked in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, exactly. just like
his
that.
His plumber's crack.
Odon brow.
It wouldn't break. It would just curve.
Right, exactly.
The moisture.
The paper. It'd be hard to light. And he didn't get but a puff or two off. The best part of the video inside the courtroom is not him. It's the people around him, behind him. Like, there's a lady, I don't know, she's probably a lawyer, attorney, who knows, court clerk, who knows. And she's about 5 feet away from him. She sees him put that thing in her mouth, and she just backs away and sits down. She's just like, they're going to bum rush and beat this
and
guy
up, and I don't want to be any part of it.
And the other guy's sitting down. You can see him. He's just pointing at the guy like, whoa, what the hell? This guy's getting high. It's pretty interesting. The guy, everyone in the background is far more interesting.
The cop, the courtroom police officer was the best because you could just see it on him like, really, dude?
Right. What?
Really?
What? What are you doing?
And so then he just was like, ugh, and walked over. And then the kid put his hands behind his back right away. I mean, he knew.
Well, he went there to get arrested.
Yeah.
He knew he was going to get arrested. What he was going to do that. So I brought up the map. Since I did it, we're going to talk about it. And I took the time to Google it. Tennessee is touched by 9 states.
Oh my god.
Okay, 1, 2, 3. Mississippi.
What is, wait. What is the.
Here's Tennessee.
The orange is legal.
The orange one is all THC illegal.
Oh, illegal.
Illegal. So it is touched by Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina.
Because where was
Virginia,
he?
Virginia, Kentucky, and Missouri, all of which. Tennessee. All of which are illegal states.
One little sliver
of Arkansas. Now, that one's green, so THC medically is legal, so you'd have to be a resident of Arkansas to be able to purchase it.
Oh, I love it.
To get your med license.
Stripes, what does the stripes mean?
The stripes are expected to go.
Oh.
So he's also touching close to Illinois if you jam right through Kentucky right there, but you're still not guaranteed.
Wow.
So I get it. He's in this middle swath.
Scroll down.
This way or this way?
So Washington, Oregon, Nevada, California, us.
Mm-hmm.
What is that up there? Minnesota?
Minnesota's way.
No. What is the MI? Michigan?
Michigan, yep.
And then
Vermont
Maine.
And Maine.
No, what's ME?
Maine and Massachusetts.
Wow.
And Alaska is legal.
Wow. Hawaii is
green.
Medically.
Yeah, it's medically legal. Texas will never. I don't think Texas.
So what is medically?
New Mexico.
Utah, Arizona. No.
Oh, for the THC medically?
Yeah.
Utah, Arizona, Oklahoma.
Montana,
North Dakota.
Arkansas.
Arkansas, Louisiana. Ohio, West Virginia, Pennsylvania.
Ooh, look at us. We know our map.
I wouldn't know it if these words weren't on there. Delaware.
Man, you know what?
That's Maryland.
It's not fair. Texas is as big as it is.
How'd they get so big?
They bullied their way into it, I feel like.
Well,
I don't know. You know Texas history.
I was
going to
say, they stopped the Mexicans. And so, you know,
and they stole all their land?
Yep.
Just like, well, I guess if you look at the rest of the world, we stole all the Indian land, which was everything else.
We took all that. All of this should be Mexico.
Huh.
All of that was Mexico.
Yeah.
All the way up to, like, Oklahoma or some crap. I don't know. A lot of it was.
Interesting.
So, but we nabbed it. You know who did it? Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier.
What?
Davy Crockett.
Yeah.
Was it the Alamo?
He was?
Oh, my God. Listen, yes.
I'm really bad at history. I slept through every history class.
You probably... So because I lived in Texas and went to school in Texas in my middle school, late elementary school, we had Texas history.
That's so weird. We learned
all about Texas history and about Davy Crockett. And Daniel Boone was also there.
Texans are weird, man. They're diehard.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, look, they have their own, like, country.
Well,
it's freaking huge.
Texas is bigger than some countries.
You're not Texas.
Oh, no,
you're
we
not
don't.
Texas.
We have Texas. It's part of our country, so no, yes, we do have it.
You're not Texan.
No, no.
Talk like you own the state.
I own everything. I'm a Coloradan.
That's how we talk about Colorado.
We were both born right here.
Absolutely.
In Colorado. I was born in Inglewood.
I was born probably 20 miles from where I am right now.
I was born less than that.
Yeah, because you were at Swedish.
Yeah.
What was that? 8. Denver General.
You were a DG?
Mm-hmm.
DG! What? For life!
Yes, exactly. Well, it's just interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how they're going to be able to stop
your
it.
Your acts like that in court are not going to get it legalized there quicker. That's what
anarchy
needs to
is
be.
Never the answer.
Anarchy!
Anarchy!
I don't even know what it means, but I love it!
I should get that clip. You know who else is being really stupid right now?
Who?
iHeartRadio.
Oh, my God.
What the hell did they do?
And then they just, like, launched a new campaign.
Yeah, well, that's what brought up for me to even talk about this is because of those comments that you saw. They have posted this new campaign on Facebook for a new digital platform.
Yeah.
That they're launching. Because they don't... They laid off 850 people in one day.
I thought it was more than that, so that's good to know. It was not that many.
Well, they've got over 22,000 employees.
I know. I thought it was 15.
1,500? So did I. So, I mean, 800's better unless you're one of them.
Well, absolutely. It's absolutely horrible.
They said they were only cutting people from markets 30 and under.
But that's not true because we had people cut here. We talked to people that know other people, and they were cut, like the longtime sports guy.
That's true.
I mean, there were people that were here. I mean, they might not have been based out of here, maybe just been played here. But
right.
I felt like that one guy that we talked to, he was based out of
Colorado.
But there's a lot.
That's a lot of people. Yeah, that shakes it up.
It just sent waves through all the radio people because now you don't stand a chance.
Well, nobody's safe.
No.
That's what it shows.
And you don't stand a chance. They can come in and cut you at any time, put it down to this new platform that they're running.
The digital platform.
Because this is not the first sight of it.
No. They're going to a more digital stream. They want more podcasts. There's more revenue.
And you're going to work 7 jobs for your pay.
Totally. You're gonna be.
You know why? Because if you don't want it, I'm gonna hire someone younger and better than you to do all 7 jobs for less than your pay.
Totally, 100%.
I mean, that's what's happening there.
It's crazy, and like I've heard it as people saying it's the darkest day in radio history and stuff like that. I mean, people are shaking.
Absolutely.
I'm a new member of this community because
you're like 12 years in.
Yeah, I mean, 12 years in is nothing compared to some of these people that have been in here 30, 35, 40
they
years.
They should be scared.
Well, of course they're scared.
They should
be scared.
You know
what I mean? Because
those super
computers.
Old people who have nothing to relate to and are depending to suck off of the young energy coming in the room.
No, we're not talking about the Senate, honey. We're talking about radio.
It is the same.
Boom. 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 Politics.
You should have a term limit.
Yes, you should. So it's just really crazy. Just imagine if you were a doctor or something, and they said, "Hey, Kaiser's decided they're going to all digital doctors."
Well,
and they wipe out 800-900 doctors. You know what I
mean? Here in Colorado, because like when what's his name, new governor dude,
Polis
signed that act, it screwed all the surgical assistants in town.
Well, it cost them some money.
Yeah,
you know, it didn't put them out of business.
But it.
It cost them money.
It now, took a lot of lifestyles away.
These cuts from iHeart come after all kinds of budget cuts, raise freezes, hiring freezes. Do you know what I mean? Layoffs already in the past.
They lied so bad,
this
too.
This 850 is a small number.
These hiring freezes, these pay raise freezes, that's such BS. The dude at the top is just taking them up.
Well, they're...
I froze this area, and I'm going to Jamaica.
It's reappropriation of funds so that I don't have to give raises to employees so that I can then leverage that to purchase or grow the company or stuff like that.
They just take more vacations.
And take more vacations.
That's absolutely it. It's just interesting. Yeah. Feel bad for all those people.
I do too. I think it's a bummer.
But why would you do a massacre and then be all, "Hey guys, look at us. We're the greatest. We're going to do this thing right now. We're so fantastic." Every comment was, "How do we boycott you? How do we boycott you?
Yeah,
how do we
them.
How do we take you down? How do we ruin
they
you?"
Lost
because
their
there's
friends.
Way more of us than there are of them.
Yeah, but we will forget.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And we will go quiet.
There's
and
so
we'll
many media
to podcasts and then
outlets
we'll
that we
switch
should
over
take down.
To a new station and we'll listen to new people. But that first initial shock of like, "Oh my God, my favorite guy is gone."
Mm-hmm.
Is you know, it's shocking.
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 That happened here when you left your job. The whole state of Colorado was all wah, wah.
It's countrywide.
The positive energy.
It wasn't just Colorado.
Left the building.
I was
no.
just. It was the. It was nationwide.
It was. We have a lot of listeners all over the place.
They felt the shockwave in Norway.
Well, luckily they can be back on now.
What's up, Bob? There's a lot of new people in here. There's sheet metal. There's Aku. There's Bob is here. Classy little cupcake. is here.
It's an alligator.
Jimbo. Bonjour, Jimbo.
Bonjour.
Feel free to give us a call. Allie here. Allie is here. Allie, come get your crock pot. What's it called?
Instapot. There's a countdown.
Countdown, and then it becomes mine.
Yep.
Once it's at the house for more than 86 hours.
Well, you're already past that.
Boom.
I thought you were going to say days.
No, 86 days. I can't wait for that. 8 days.
8 days.
8 days. You have 8 days to pick up your belongings from my home, and you leave them here or they become mine. I'm wearing
She's
Robert
like,
Myers.
She's like, I don't care. It skips.
I'm wearing Robert Myers sweatpants right now.
Right now. You don't want them back.
Don't ask why he left them here. She says, that's my boyfriend's. Keep it.
He left him in my car.
I thought it was kind of fun that her boyfriend said, I Instapot all the time. I'm like an Instapot guru guy. But yet, he left the original packaging and the directions like it was the first time he'd ever even opened that
I
thing.
I know.
How many times had he actually ever cooked in it? That was what I was wondering.
I don't know. It was great.
I mean, you don't have to play cool.
It was great.
He's not my boyfriend. Whoa.
Wow. Felt that
Sorry.
One come through. You heard it crackle.
My computer just said...
So you're single on the market. Send us your picture, alligator. We'll put it out there.
Uh-oh.
Spread you around.
Ooh.
That was the first time I saw him use it. That's so funny.
And he's your roommate, not your boyfriend.
Oh.
You'd think he would use it if he was an expert. Well, then he may not come for it.
Right.
So what is that? That one's the bigger one
That's
than
a
what
six
we
quart.
Have. Boom. I'd hold a chicken.
It would hold a chicken.
We did a Cornish game hen.
Last night
in our Instapot. Little baby kind of chicken.
He is my roommate.
And it was wonderful, that little old baby chicken.
I don't even know what a Cornish game hen is. Is it a little baby chicken?
It's a little hen from Cornea. And that's a Cornish game hen. It would have to be a little baby chicken. It would have to be.
I don't know. We talked about it. Marlon was here. There's quail.
Yeah,
there's quail. Squaw. There's
squaw.
Friggin' pigeon.
Yeah.
There's something in between
Dove.
A chicken and a turkey.
What?
Yeah. We looked at it. I can't remember the name.
Peacock?
Nope. I should have taken a picture.
Probably can't eat a peacock.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you can eat a peacock if you wanted
it's
to.
It's going to be real gamey.
Well, it's a goose. It's got to be a goose.
Game. Nope. Was not a goose.
Huh.
Goose? I don't know.
It was
a whole picture diagram. We should look it up.
Oh, really?
Know your meat.
Know your fowl?
No, but some change. Like, because quail wasn't on there because it became a game bird. So some birds are game birds. So peacock would be a game bird.
I don't think you can hunt. You hunt.
Owl would be a game
You wouldn't eat an
bird.
Owl?
I'm just saying.
Who are you?
I'm naming everything that we don't grow to
Harry
eat.
Harry Potter would be very upset right now.
You know what?
I think.
Harry Potter would have ate that owl if he was starving.
That's a big owl. That's a great horned owl.
Bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. It's dinner for two.
Very, very often confused with aliens. Hey, speaking of aliens, we are going to go Saturday evening, and we're going to do our recap with
Code 3 Paranormal
from our ghost hunt at the tavern in
Georgetown,
which was very creepy and fun.
It wasn't creepy.
I felt creeped out for a minute.
I didn't feel creeped out at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, let's go somewhere creepy. Edgar says we could come to his house. It is creepy.
We're going there.
Yeah.
Take our flashlight and we're going to go see what happens.
It's on Riverdale Road.
You always expect to see, like, in the movies, right? With the headless horseman coming through on the ghost freaking horse and carriage. And it's never that. It's never that.
Someone sent us an email and said the reason I don't see angels is because maybe I am an angel.
Oh, you know what? I agree.
Touched by an angel, Shawnee.
So this was talking about this right now, right? Thought this the other day. I thought, how many people, when you're born, like, you feel like you have a purpose, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's so many of us little lemmings in the world,
right?
And so it's like, how many people actually are like, yeah, have a purpose. I'm supposed to do something. That you actually feel it. It's a thought process. It's an emotion. It's a feeling. It's something you just can't shake. And how many people are just like...
trudging through life?
No, because it's not miserable. It's just this thing you're doing with no like or something bigger. I have to do something more. Hmm. Or does everyone have that sense of feeling of moreness and just doesn't act on it? This was a thought I had early this morning.
That's good thinking.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think that some people, they come out of the womb and they come out hitting the ground running. You know what I mean? And it's like ever since
like
they
I
were...
Like I snuck in.
Right. You were a sneaky one. You know what I mean?
I snuck in, so I feel like you don't just sneak in. Like, why did I have to sneak in? So right. I know so many other people that don't sneak in. I know so many other people probably should not be procreating and are at mass amounts right? And it's just like, how... And so then it's like, oh, you snuck in. What is your purpose here?
Right. Yeah, because I don't know anyone else that snuck in.
Like in that scene in freaking Labyrinth. Mm-hmm. Hey, what's so important here? What you got to do here? True love, right? To believe.
That's the Princess Bride.
Princess Bride, thank you.
True love.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Right? And so it's like
Flavin.
You don't even understand your calling.
Yeah.
But you know you have one.
Yeah.
I feel like that's you and me.
I definitely feel like that's you and me. Because that's why we do so many different things.
Right.
Because we're always in search of that one purpose that is our thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
For me, myself personally, I can say that when I start out on a new adventure, mm-hmm. like I master it.
Right.
And then once I master it, I'm like, bah, I need to not. Okay, that wasn't it.
Yeah, yep. This isn't it.
Yeah.
I agree.
So it's weird, right?
Yeah.
I wonder how many people feel that way. Do you know how many things I've mastered?
I do.
So many things.
A lot of things. You're good at a lot of everything you try.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
I should try something new.
I know. Like what?
I don't know.
Maybe becoming a surgical assistant.
Yeah, I know. Surgical tech. But then I would be at work right now.
No, that's a bad job. You got to be something you could do at home.
I'm not doing surgery at home.
But you could do surgery at home. I saw a CSI episode one time making bank, not in like storage units,
yeah.
Doing surgeries.
My parents run one.
Yep. Like let's say I got an extra toe, but I'm embarrassed to go get it taken off. So I go to you. You're like this black market toe removing doctor
in the storage
unit.
And
I go to the storage unit. Boom, toe gone.
Toe gone.
I may limp for a while.
Nah.
Nah. You'll do.
I
me
get
good.
The drugs.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know.
Anyways,
I don't know.
It was
I
a
don't
long
know.
Tangent.
It was
the
worth
other
it.
Way,
it was very interesting.
I'm just saying, people should think about
what your purpose
what's
is.
What's your purpose?
Because it's not just to go to work every day and come home.
Fuck no.
And be miserable.
Ooh, no.
That's not your purpose.
It's not.
Yeah.
You're to live life and to live life. And what are you here to do with all these other million of people on the planet?
Well, we're all given millions. Something to share.
Yeah.
Even if we've had a horrible life.
Absolutely.
That message needs to be shared.
Absolutely.
So that people know, you know, there's a lot of people out
there
that have no perspective
on
hope. And
well, that's why I was even talking about the United States to everywhere else in the world.
Yeah.
Like we are the spoiled little brat.
Oh, of the globe.
Yeah.
And the whole planet, I think so.
Yeah. And here we are, like, even right now.
You smug American.
Even right now, in the mix of the shit that we're in with our political bullshit and everything, it is like we are the little kid in the store throwing the tantrum on the floor because they want the fucking candy out of the bubblegum machine.
I don't like my orange president.
That's what's happening right now. We literally are the tantrum throwers of the world.
I hope that someday Elmo is president.
No.
Right.
No.
Hi, everybody.
No.
Oh, that was somebody else.
That was Towley.
Hey, everybody, let's get high.
Okay, that would be better.
That's my platform. We're all going to go get high. Stop looking at me.
That was the stupidest cartoon on the planet.
What?
Yeah, South Park.
What?
So stupid.
It's not stupid. You just didn't like it because of its crudeness.
They cuss so much.
Exactly. You
now
didn't
listen,
like it because of its crudeness.
Little kids probably are like that in real life, but you don't want to see it.
Yeah, you don't. You don't. Kids are mean. And,
and you don't want to see it, and you
whatever.
Don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
Listen, we all lived through it, and we're grateful that we made it because it's really hard.
Yeah.
And now, in this day and age, it's only getting harder. But that cartoon just made everything okay to be so dumb.
Wow.
It did.
You don't like South Park.
No. Patrick would watch it, and I'd be like, turn it off. if you're going to watch it, go to your room. We would have conversations about it. I would point out everything that was wrong. Okay, if you're watching this, you're my kid. You're going to know when your kid's watching this why you're going to tell him not to watch it.
Way to be a buzzkill.
I'm sorry. Golly. South Park.
Yeah, and Bart Simpson was disrespectful.
Now the Simpsons are just dumb, but they do predict some weird shit.
They're telling you, Matt Groening.
He might be an traveler. Alien.
Yep. Him and Gene Roddenberry.
Who's Gene Roddenberry?
Oh.
Is that the guy from the show? The 70s show?
No. It's the originator and writer of Star Trek.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I'm not a Trekkie.
Not a Trekkie. Those people that are into guys who drive trucks. That's a fancy lot lizard. A Trekkie.
Hey, don't talk about it. I'm going to be a boat mechanic. You don't even
You're never going to be a boat mechanic.
Oh, you know what?
You can never be a boat mechanic, Shana.
Don't you tell me what I can't do.
I am telling you.
I'm grown. I do whatever I want.
You're never going to be a boat mechanic.
I'm going to shove a fucking boat motor up your butt.
I hope it's a trolling motor.
You can't. It will be. Because I know you're a little tight ass. And that's all you can have.
That's not fair. I have a narrow urethra.
That's Hank Hill. Another stupid cartoon.
No, that was the best cartoon. That was a great cartoon. What is that? Mike Judge, I think?
I have no idea.
Judge, maybe? I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, you wouldn't
know. I know, Bobby. Yeah, I don't know.
Hey, go and get me truck. You don't see any rice guard. Get the girls now.
That guy.
That's Boomhauer.
Boomhauer.
I loved Bank Hill. I loved King of the Hill. That's my favorite cartoon.
Boomhauer.
Other than Captain Kangaroo.
Boomhauer is giggity giggity. They're the same character.
Oh, gosh, no. Boomhauer was slick.
He slept with everyone.
Yeah, but Quagmire is creepy. Boomhauer was never creepy.
What?
Quagmire, Boomhauer never peeked into the pictures in the window. Giggity, giggity.
I know, Boomhauer I like Quagmire.
I just get an old girl, I'm going to take her on back to the house, I'm going to see, I'm going to send her on back and say, get on, get a taxi. You know?
I ain't going to pay for it.
I loved King of the Hill,
oh
Peggy.
Oh, my God.
Peggy,
so
she was fluent in Spanish.
So she thought.
Yeah, that was great. I wish you could bring those back. I would love for King of the Hill to be on Netflix. Or if someone wanted to gift me the box set, that would also be
great. For what?
King of the Hill box sets.
Oh, my God.
I would take those as a gift.
It's so horrible. It is so horrible.
It is weird, though, because, like, I'm a Gen X. You're Gen X.
What?
Yeah, I think you are.
I'm not as old as you.
Yeah, but we're in the same decade.
I don't know.
We were born in the same decade. What's after X?
Y,
and then the millennials?
I don't know. Anyways.
Yeah,
we're going down a different hole.
It started the time of the cartoon, the adult cartoon.
I can remember.
You know?
When The Simpsons came out.
And then
King
of the Hill.
I think that Asia and I were probably 17.
Yeah.
16, 17.
Yeah. That doesn't surprise me.
And then I met her roommate. Because she had this girlfriend, my cousin did, and she had a fucking Simpsons tattoo because they had just come out and she loved them and it was just amazing. And I thought, why would you do that? You're an idiot.
Yeah, I wouldn't get a Simpsons tattoo. The Bart, cowabunga dude or whatever he was said, or eat my shorts. Yeah, cowabunga was the Teenage Mutant.
But this is also what has happened to our children, is that they think that these are a thing of in which, you know, it is like how you should behave.
Right.
How you should
be. An example of behavior.
Yeah,
but it's a cartoon. And that's what happened.
Yeah.
Is that the kids started seeing and emulating
the
cartoons.
Well, and the parents, because like it came out in 89, so the parents, because... How old were you in 89? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I was not having children, but
high school.
It had been around so long already that when you are, you're watching it with your children with no discretion, with no discernment, with no, hey, don't watch this.
Yeah.
It's inappropriate.
Yeah.
You know, well, when we watched The Simpsons, well, when I watched those with our children, I was like, oh, you think that's funny? Because it's really disrespectful.
I know.
And I would ruin it right then and there.
You're the only person to use The Simpsons as a teaching moment.
I did.
Thanks for that, giggity giggity.
You know what? I have the best children on the planet, though. And those children enjoy those cartoons and enjoy those things now, but know where the disrespect lies in it. That's
Herbert the pervert would come on,
you little sons of bitches,
and I would tell him, now that man down the street, you stay away from him because he is Herbert the pervert.
Y'all want to have some popsicles?
It was only Chris.
I got popsicles down in the basement.
He liked them
try
thick.
Some. I got some strawberry popcorn.
Now I'll tell you, I also enjoy these cartoons. Like, I like Family Guy. It's so horrible. I do like American Dad. It's so horrible.
I like American Dad too. It's not on anymore, I don't think.
But you have to have.
But I did like American Dad.
Discernment.
I liked Steve Smith.
I liked Roger.
Roger! Roger was great.
Roger and was how great. Come no one ever could see him that he just had a wig on?
Same
he was
way,
an alien.
Same reason no one knew that Superman was just wearing glasses. You know
and
what I mean?
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman just had on pants.
Just had her hair pulled up.
Yep, totally. No one knew. Yep.
I love it. I love it.
Because you can't tell when you're in a simple disguise. If you go over with like a big mustache.
We should try it. We should go out in a simple disguise and see if people
recognize us. Let's do it. Where you want to go?
I don't
Let's
know.
Let's go to Bar Bingo in a disguise.
Oh, my God. We could never speak. Everyone would know.
We wouldn't have to. Just drink. That'd be funny.
Okay, let's do it. That'd be funny.
I was going to talk about this California consent law, but I don't think it's necessary.
Don't talk about it. I'm going to talk about it on Saturday.
Are you going to save that for Saturday?
Yeah, because all we're right. doing Saturday sex talk.
Well, we're at about our hour women. Right here, so why don't we do some commercials and get everybody excited about what we got coming up this week.
Okay, well, let me tell you what's happening tomorrow. Well, this wonderful woman named Victoria coming in. She's written a book about her life to this point.
Yeah.
And so we're going to have her on the show, and we're going to talk about her book. And how wonderful she is.
What's that book called?
It is called This Is Me Doing Life, My Journey of Self-Care and Self-Reflection by Victoria McCoon.
Now, I have not read the book, but just from what you've told me, it seems like it's going to be a book of inspiration and a book of examples of how to get over hardship and struggles, maybe.
I've read most of
Overcoming.
It.
Overcoming. Yeah.
And it is all about overcoming.
Overcoming, yeah.
Well, I feel like it's about what we have all
as women
gone
it's
through.
It's a woman thing. I don't think that's a man book. No, did you get it? It was universal? Well, it says, you know, me doing life, so it kind of covers everyone.
It's probably more of a woman book.
But yeah.
Anyway, she'll be here tomorrow, so we'll ask her all these questions tomorrow.
We will.
We will.
And we're going to find out about her doing life.
Yes.
That'll
and then on Friday, it'll be us here jib-jabbing about this stuff.
What are we jabbing on Friday about?
I don't know. Friday's not here
Friday,
yet.
Friday, jib-jab.
So much can happen between now and then.
We know we have a debate going on around the podcast. What number show are we on?
I would say whatever number Podbean says we're on.
Okay, well then this is our 100th show.
This is not yesterday?
Yes.
Yeah, this is going to be
101. Yesterday would have been our 100th show. But see, but I don't count like some of those little...
The mobile remotes.
The mobile stuff that we've done.
You don't count.
We don't get counted in our count, just in the Podbean count.
Right.
But like on my file count,
right.
I'm only at 92.
Right.
So I'm eight or nine away that we have done on location.
Right, because we've done some, like we did the ghost hunt. We've done a couple hot tubs.
Yep.
We've done an airport.
We did an airport one.
We've done... couple others.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so those were things that we did live and or mobily and were loaded, but they didn't go on to my count.
Right, because they were recorded
on
the phone.
Our count.
Yeah, so I would say what is on Podbean is the show that we're at.
Well, thanks everyone for being here for 100 shows then.
Yeah.
We've done 100 things.
100 shows.
Yeah, 100 shows on Podbean.
100 times of
amazing.
Talking, blah,
and
blah, blah.
We're almost at 1,000. Followers here on Podbean.
Yeah,
we really just for our own pride would like to hit that thousand
listeners,
6,000 followers on Podbean.
Yeah,
and so we're just a little under 70 away from that. So if we could get everyone to just pass it on, tell their friends, tell everyone about this podcast, and encourage them to listen and follow us.
Heart us, like us, star us.
On Podbean.
Yeah, wherever you listen, do all those things.
If you prefer Spotify or even iHeartRadio app, you can use that if you'd like. Stitcher as well. We're also on YouTube.
So many places.
We're everywhere. If you just Google us, you'll find us.
You'll find us.
But we would like to get that 1,000 followers on
Absolutely.
Podbean. Things are going really great. We appreciate all those who have joined with us to become a patron. I encourage you, if you're listening to this podcast, to please just click that little reward button. It's a you can donate $1 a month.
Or as much as you would like.
Or as much as you would like. And that helps go right back into the podcast.
Absolutely.
Literally, it's paying for the subscriptions. And we are really wanting to fire up a website. We just need to, we need an underwriter.
Yeah.
We need an underwriter to come in and with the website.
Absolutely.
And we can do that through Podbean.
Yep.
And we are on Patreon.
Yeah.
But I'm not exactly sure. You know, my computer skills are mediocre at best.
Anyways.
So,
Stay tuned for Saturday.
Stay tuned because Saturday you've got a big show scheduled.
We've got Sex Talk Saturday. And then we're going to Troy's. Code 3 Paranormal.
Right.
To do a podcast over there.
And we will be, we'll just gonna, I think, guest on their podcast,
yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah. We'll see.
We'll see. Maybe we could simulpod.
Yeah, we could live. We'll see.
We could figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Yes.
Multiple dual mics. We do it like when the politicians are at the podium and got all those microphones
That's right.
taped together.
There will be one on there with a label, Everything Swallow.
That's right. You'll see it. So thank you so much for listening. We love you guys. It's Wednesday.
Hump your friends. Hump your close friends.
By.
Let
Where
your
are
friends
we?
Hump you.
Oh, January's almost over, and it's a hump year, so it's extra day in January.
Leap year.
Oh,
That's
right.
That's in February.
That's right.
You can have an extra hump day any time
month.
You want.
Any month.
Any week.
Yeah.
You could just add it in last
any,
minute.
Any month is a hump month.
Ah, always be humping.
It is a leap year. So we have an extra day in February. We should do something spectacular.
On that day?
Yeah.
Oh, something
it's
with glitter.
It's an extra freaking day.
Something with glitter.
It's like a throwaway day. It's like a mulligan's.
A mulligan.
Mulligan?
Yeah.
Or mulligans?
Mulligan.
How would you know?
Man.
Never golfed.
How do I know things?
I don't know.
Me either. I'm always right.
Osmosis?
I don't even know.
Through osmosis?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
That's it. You guys are crazy.
You're crazy.
This is fun. Hey, Sean.
What?
I love you.
I love you, Shayna.
I think you're the most amazing person I've ever met.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't want to hear that from anyone else.
Good.
So, thank you.
You're welcome.
And how about...
Happy hump day, everybody.
I give you a little of this.
Oh, I love it. Makes me shimmy.
Let's dance, people. Woo! Do your hump day dance. I'm thrusting my hips. Oh, you are too.
I love it.
And for some reason, it feels,
yeah.
feels like a Friday or something. It feels good, even though it's a Wednesday.
Wednesdays are good.
Got that warm feeling inside.
I love that. It's because you're getting closer. That's right. That's
All
right.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Hey, it's the Everything Swallow podcast. Well, goddamn, it's the only favorite thing. Well, shit.
Sassafras.
Well, Sassafras, you're listening to the Everything Paulo Coscast.
Yes.